Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is The Dwelling Place. Welcome, welcome. Happy Sunday evening to everyone. I pray that you are well this evening. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319. I'll get the number soon. I apologize. But if you are dialing in, you can press 1, comment at any time. And I'm here. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, I am so here. All right. Praise God for this Sunday, this lovely, lovely Sunday. I'm just blessed to be here. I know that our topic for tonight is faint not. And I say that because there's so much that is going on in our world, and we read these scriptures that we have grown up on that we just say just to write a cute post or just because we think that it would be good, but sometimes we don't take the scriptures into account until we have an experience that bring us in remembrance of those scriptures that really ease and really minister to our souls. And that scripture of our verse for tonight, Galatians 6:9, has really been brought up today and ministering to my soul, especially in this season that I'm in. And I know that many people have experienced what I'm feeling. Have you ever been discouraged or overwhelmed in the things that are meant for your good? You know, like you are doing the right things in God. You're doing the right things of going to school, taking care of your children, you know, just providing. You are doing these things, but it's becoming very, very overwhelming, right? The world picking back up from, you know, we were resting. The world shut down. And I can't believe it's been 2 years already that the world has shut down. But the world shut down. And as quickly as it has shut down, it has picked back up. And now we're thrown out into, you know, our trying to get back into some sort of normal routine. And it's a juggle between the virtual and the reality world, because some places are still shut down. They are requiring you to meet them virtually, right? so it's a struggle of balance. And you're doing these right things, but you are becoming so overwhelmed with balancing. I'm thrown in this. I didn't even mentally prepare. I thought I was ready to be back because I've been, you know, stuck in the house for a year. Some people are still home at work. And, you know, I've been in this place and I'm ready to get back out, but we haven't considered the mental state that it will do to us, the what we have to prepare for mentally. You know we were ready to get out and get our limbs moving and, you know, just get that exercise that we miss and that we needed, the breath of fresh air to talk to people face to face. But it is very overwhelming. You didn't take into account the commute. I live in the Northeast and I drive to West Philly to go to work, and that commute going in, coming back is adding, like, you're tired. You didn't take those into account. During a pandemic, I was basically, on my break, I would season my food, my dinner. And then by 3 p.m., I'm putting my dinner in the oven, and I have my dinner ready by 4:30. That was the life of when we were home in the pandemic, but now it's picked up and I can barely find time to make dinner. And some parents, some families may be struggling with the same thing. So those are all right things that we should be doing, but it is causing us to be very, very overwhelmed. We feel like we want to give up. we feel like we just want to stop, you know. We just want to stop what we are doing. But God says, faint not. And as we do, like every show on The Dwelling Place is just grabbing, we usually grab a pen, a paper, whatever it is to write down these scriptures. But I just want you to position yourself. Don't even write anything down. Just position yourself. Even if you're on your bed and you listen to it while you're falling asleep, the Purpose Kingdom Network every Sunday night before you fall asleep, I just want your heart to be in posture to just let go, let down all your burdens. Just be in an atmosphere of worship, be in an atmosphere of prayer, just be in an inviting, just have your heart in a posture to invite the Holy Spirit in, right? So we're reading from Galatians 6:9, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and it says, excuse my, I have sinus going on, so excuse me, I hope y'all can hear me clearly, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. So I'll go on to verse 10 as well. It says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. And, okay, I'll take my time. So we can just take that in. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And if you think about the winter season, that's the season where you're like, you're really working hard and you're saving up. You may want to go on a trip in the summer for your families. You may pull double shift. There is many nurses that listen, just home health aides, and you just whatever you do for a source of income. You may be have one or two jobs, you have your own business, and you're staying up late, and you're really, what they call it, on a grind. You're really doing, working hard, whatever season. It may not be an actual winter season, but a winter season is just storing up and preparing and getting yourself ready to reap that harvest for the flowers to bloom, you know, for you to see if you planted seeds of corn and all that, all those things. You will see that in the due season, right? So all this hardship, all these is a scripture about sowing in tears, right? You cried many nights. I'm in school right now, and I'm not going to lie. Like, it is so overwhelming. Not only am I in school, I am working full time. I still have to, you know, connect with my family, continue these relationships that I have. And it can be tough because I don't want to neglect any area, right? So it can be very, very overwhelming, you know, like even, I'll be honest, like my spirit is very overwhelmed, right? It's deeply overwhelmed. And just regular life, you know, regular life things just catching up and things like that. But God said, faint not. The ultimate goal in school that I am is to finish school, right? And to receive the degree, to continue to do what it is I am here placed on this earth to do. So whatever it is that you are doing and is in well doing, I want you to do it with pride, you know? And you're going to cry. Sometimes that cry is a release. Like, you need to cry to release, then keep going, then you're going to cry some more. But faint not, you know, even if you cry while you're writing, typing, whatever it is, you may be crying, but keep going. And a thing to help you to faint not, don't speak of negative thoughts of yourself, right? Don't say these things that you may think of yourself. Turn it around, right? Because God has created you. He has created us for a special purpose, right? And he has a plan for our lives. And we hear, as I said, we hear these scriptures, but this is where it comes into play. And it's practical that we live it out, live these scriptures out, and not just something written on a post, written in the scrapbook. But these are written within our hearts and our everyday lives, walk of life, right? So this is where that scripture, where God has a plan for us and where that faith comes in, where we believe it. Like, okay, I read this, but I truly believe that you have a plan for me. You know your child. You know that I get overwhelmed. I know that it is good for me, but you know that I get overwhelmed, Lord. What is it that I can do to reduce it, right? And I notice a lot of times that I'm overwhelmed, and you may notice that in yourself. I'm overwhelmed when I don't plan, when I don't prepare, when I'm not managing my time correctly, right? And that's why I mentioned the pandemic and just being thrown out into the world and not managing our time well, because a lot of our time is going back. And as I said, we may be navigating between two of these worlds of virtual and in person, right? So we have to really take time to manage our time. Now we have to drop our kids off to a daycare that is 10 minutes away from our job or 30 minutes away from our job. So we're hustling back, you know, so it's just pros and cons that we now have to consider that we didn't consider in those 2 years that we were down. We were saving money on gas. Now it's like all those financial things are just overwhelming us, right? Now we have to pay for our car. We have to make sure our car has the air, the gas, the oil, the right amount of oil, all those things. Then we have to really do those routine checkups. But we had a break from that during the pandemic. Now we're back. Now life is flowing. Life is going. We have to get back to the basics of really scheduling things, right? So that's what I want us to do, just really think about the things that overwhelm us so we can prepare, because God is a God that prepares. He was not overwhelmed on the Sabbath day. He rested on the Sabbath day. And that's what I was trying to do, but I became overwhelmed on the Sunday and just cramming work, right? I overwhelmed myself in cramming work. But we want to set our lives up where we can rest, where we'll have time for God. And that's another thing, where we're doing so many things and we don't put God first and foremost, you know. Woke up this morning, you know, just thank you, Lord. Didn't even take time to really, 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 really soak in the presence of God, right? And sometimes we can do that, but God is so faithful. God is full of mercy. God is full of grace. We are still here, and we still have time to work out a plan, work on our schedule, so we won't faint, so we won't fail. And I like what it says about in verse 10, where it says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Right. So not only do we want to, you know, faint not in well doing, for we will reap a harvest, right? But when I think about the house of the men of the house of faith, I just think about those people who can be in church, and we may not, you know, want to do good unto them because we may see them as mean. I say this all the time. I don't know if anybody can relate, but at times I feel like church people can be the meanest. If you see them outside of the church, they can be mean in church. You know, I grew up where, you know, some of the church women would be just really mean. But to be good unto them and show them good, right? And in us reflecting that good, hopefully that good will rub off on them, right? As we there have the opportunity, let us do good unto all men. And just do good unto all men, even out here on the street. As I said, we Philadelphia, if you are in Philadelphia, and I'm sure in any other city, it is so aggressive. I say this all the time. It is a very aggressive city, and just driving, it just puts me in a space where I know I have to continuously repent because I may curse. I may, you know, it's just crazy. Like, what? Like, I can be worshiping, and the next minute I'm, like, cursing somebody out who cut me off. These are the things that happen, but you have to show grace unto all people, you know. Do good. Have that opportunity, to do good to all people. Amen? Amen. So let us take that in to faint not in well-doing. And I don't know if we have any callers on the line, but that's just the message for tonight, for us to faint not in the things that we are doing. I want to say that you rock. You are amazing. You are loved. You are God's child. Amen. You are absolutely God's child. So I want you to love on yourself. I want you to just really take time to say, what is it? Write down what it is that's really overwhelming you, right? Write down some scriptures. Even if you don't feel overwhelmed, write down scriptures right now that you will go back to when you are in a state of overwhelmment, feeling overwhelmed, when you are in a state of just worrying, a state of fear. Write at least three scriptures down, your go-to scriptures that will touch you when you are in that state. And if you are in a state, write down this scripture, Galatians 6:9, and write down two more that can relate that can minister to your soul. Amen. Amen. As I said, I won't be on here long. And I just want to lift us up in prayer. Amen. Amen. So just put yourself and continue to be in this atmosphere of worship, in this atmosphere of receiving all that God has for you. Be honest and let your burden down, whatever it is overwhelming you. So, Father God, we just tell you thank you for this day. Thank you for this evening, Lord. As we let go of all the things that had occurred the week before and the weekend, Lord, and as we prepare for a new week, a new work week, everything, Lord Jesus, we just place it in your hands, Lord. Father God, we release every burden of time constraints into your hands in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would give us a sense of peace. Father God, we ask for rest tonight, Lord Jesus, as we prepare for this work week, as we prepare to take care of the children, as we prepare to go to work, as we prepare to set up for businesses, Lord, as we prepare to service others, as we prepare to just show up, Lord Jesus, to be present in every area that we are, Lord, we ask that you are with us. We ask that you just give us strength to go on, Lord. Father God, there are some people that want to give up physically, that want to give up on their life. They want to give up on the things that they have done well in. They have been discouraged, Lord. But Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will cover them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that your word that you have spoken that is sharper than any two-edged sword will touch them and pierce their souls, and that will be enough to get them up in the name of Jesus. That you surround them with angels, that you surround them with people that will lift them, encourage them, that will support and will love on them, that will pour into them everything that they pour out in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just tell you thank you. We tell you thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network, Lord Jesus, for being that support to other people who may not have that support around them. So we say thank you to Purpose Kingdom Network. We say thank you for providing, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just give you all praise. We just give you all glory and all honor, Lord, for you are merciful, for you are wonderful. We say thank you for your grace that renews every day. We tell you thank you, Lord. We tell you thank you, Lord. We place all these matters into your hands, Lord Jesus, and prepare us for tomorrow and allow us to let everywhere we go tonight that we may have rest like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all. Have a great night. I pray that you just have a great, great week. Until next time, deuces.
All right, before we go, Diamond, we just want to see if you can give us the call of salvation.
I'm so sorry. for sure. So sorry about the call of salvation. Amen. I can never forget that. So this is the call of salvation. As I said, like, there are so many people that want to give up. There's so many people that have a lack of faith. So many things going on in this world. Not only us doing good and the things that we should be doing, but there are so many evil and wickedness going around in the world. We see the war in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, and we may be worried of that. We may be worried of tomorrow. But I tell you to trust in God, because he holds the eternal life in the name of Jesus. He has sent his only begotten Son, that we shall not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow there is enough worry in that day. But he will give us peace and light. Amen. And today, in the name of Jesus. So we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we have today to trust and believe in God. And if you don't know, you have all this worry in your heart, I tell you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has set us free from all those bondages. Amen. If you are someone who want to give your life to Christ, just open up your heart. Just say, Lord, I am a sinner. I have sinned over and over and over again. But I know that you have died on the cross for my sin. So I trust and I believe that you are the Son of God, that you are the living Son of God. You have defeated death, and you will defeat every problem in my life. Amen. And all you have to do is just get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Be around like-minded people and continue to seek God day in and day out. Amen. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to tonight's episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And this has been the 1582nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And anytime that you want to listen to Purpose Kingdom Network, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can listen to any one of our programs that we have programmed for the evening. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we appreciate, no matter where in the world you're listening to us, we appreciate you, whether you're listening via phone or you're listening to us online, and we appreciate that. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming advertisements and our shows upcoming, and all you have to do is just like us on Purpose Kingdom Network at Facebook. Also, we do have a radio network, which is at PKNradio.com, where we have content 24 hours where you can hear gospel music, or you can just hear some of our replays of our previous shows. Also, we're on Radio Co, where you can do likewise, where you can hear some more content from PKN. And we really appreciate your listenership and your support, and we'd like to thank those that share with their friends and family. And as always, you know, we thank you for listening to us here at PKN. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And please join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, and where you can go to any of our PKN media pages, where you can just hear or see upcoming shows. And so that's going to be the end of the announcements. And Diamond, you want to take us out?
Thank you. So everyone have a blessed evening. Until next time, good night. Deuces. Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Step a one to see me down, I will not lose.
Yeah, I gotta admit.